Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, I got so distracted with all that venom and rage. I got distracted. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, before I go into the wildly offensive rant, which I'm about to do, last night, we were talking about this rapper, R&B guy, Ne-Yo, who said something about kids can't change their gender. And then he goes to his Twitter account, or we all thought it was him, and puts out this long, pathetic apology video. Turns out, the dude gave his publicist access to his Twitter account. His publicist puts it out there, and Ne-Yo ain't sorry at all. So sorry, Ne-Yo. Here's what he had to say.
What's going on, loved ones? This is Ne-Yo. All right, listen, I normally don't care because, like I said, opinions ain't special. Everybody got one. However, this is something I feel very strongly on, and I need y'all to hear this from the horse's mouth, not the publicist's computer. So check this out. First and foremost, I do not apologize for having an opinion on this matter. I am a 43-year-old heterosexual man raising 5 boys and 2 girls, okay? That's my reality. Now, if...
He goes on to say, I'm not sorry, it was the publicist who did it, that kind of thing. So how about that? Good for him. Way to stand up to it and fire your sorry publicist. All right, remember, the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to you. No politics on the calls tonight. None. It's too heavy of a night. I have too much else I need to get to. Make it funny. 877-377-4373. How many times have I listed for you the things that happened to me? I'll probably come up with some more tonight. Now, before I get to any of that, to get to this. I brought it up earlier. Eric Adams, New York City, signing a bill to ban weight and height discrimination in the New York City workplace. And so let's have a talk that is going to be incredibly offensive to very, very, very many people, but it's a necessary talk just the same. Discrimination is outstanding. It's outstanding. And not only am I a huge believer in discrimination, you're a huge believer in discrimination. The difference is I am a sociopath and don't feel any need to lie about it at all. None. Did you know that I discriminate when we hire and staff up around here? We're actually getting ready to staff up a little more because the show is growing. Thank you so much. But, you know, first it was Chris, and I discriminated. Now, it wasn't by skin, or certainly wasn't by religion, but it was by ability, by work ethic. There was discrimination there. With Michael, there was... Look, I told you this story before. We had it narrowed down to 3 finalists with producer Michael and one guy. I called because he didn't call me at the appropriate interview time, and it went right to voicemail twice. He calls me back 5 minutes later and says, man, I forgot. I had it on Do Not Disturb. Oh, that's okay. The interview's already over. Beep. I discriminate. I discriminate against the people who watch my kids. I discriminate with my children's education. I discriminate all the time with all the things I care about in my life. And there are a lot of people, even people through no fault of their own, who aren't allowed access to, I brought up my kids, you know, the wife, me, you know, here's a great example, me. There are all kinds of stupid people out there who are stupid through no fault of their own. They're just naturally dumb. They're called Democrats. No, I'm serious. But there are all kinds of just people who did, they're just not very intelligent. They have really, really, really low IQs. And it's not as if I'm some brainchild. And that doesn't mean that person's a bad person at all. But as it comes to me, I'm going to discriminate against that person. That person can't work for me. That person's never going to hang around me for an extended period of time. I simply don't want to spend my time around that person. I discriminate. I discriminate with everything in my life. Do you know what it takes to get me to block your phone number? Virtually nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nothing. Just annoy me one time. Beep, gone. Discrimination. And maybe you're thinking, Jesse, that sounds like a terrible way to live. Everyone who says that to me is more miserable than I am. I'm completely happy. You know why? Because I discriminate. You're tolerant. No, no, no. We shouldn't discriminate there. No, we shouldn't. I had a buddy one time. This is not even long ago, 4 or 5 years ago. I had a buddy hanging out on the weekends. Families got together and whatnot. I stopped hanging out with him. You know why? Because he wouldn't correct his kids. And his kids were not only lippy to him, to me, to everybody. No matter whose house we were in, his or mine, his kids would just go break stuff on purpose and they'd laugh. And we don't talk anymore. Let's stop hanging out with him. Why? Because your kids suck. You're not a good dad. And so we don't get to hang out anymore. You're not somebody I want to hang around. Period. I discriminate all the time. Now, I'm not saying you need to discriminate by weight or height at work. My goodness, if you discriminated by weight or height, you'd never hire a feminist or an Italian. But I am saying this. Discrimination in your life, you probably need more of it. And I'm not saying, I'm going to be clear. I'm not saying be some bitter person who cuts everyone in your life off and everyone sucks and everything sucks. I'm not saying that at all. I'm really genuinely not saying that. But Americans, we've talked about this before because of the American right and how the American right is more Christian based and the country was founded by Christians. Americans will actually brag. It's actually not this way in other cultures. Americans will brag about all the crappy people they allow to stay in their lives. Hey, where are you going? You ever known somebody like this? The ultimate people pleasers. Hey, where are you going tonight? You want to hang out? Game's on tonight. No, I can't. I've got to go over to my neighbor Patty's house. She's always asking for something. And I've agreed that I'm going to go over there tonight and I'm going to lend her $50 and I'm going to repaint her garage for her. But she won't even say thank you, but I'm going to do it, you know, bragging about that. My friends don't brag to me about that stuff because you know what you're going to get from me? Well, that's really stupid. Why? Patty sounds like somebody who you should never talk to again. Sounds like an ungrateful mooch. Discrimination's outstanding. I love it. And when you ask people left, right, center, doesn't matter to a man, they'll deny that they discriminate and brag about it. No. We don't discriminate here. Well, speak for yourself. I do. I love it. What, Chris? It's fine. Don't worry. We won't get in trouble for that. Bill in Tennessee. Embarrassing story. Go, Bill. Chris, I can't hear Bill. Oh, I think I double-clicked the button. Bill, are you there yet? Bill, I think Chris screwed it up. Don't hang up, Chris. Don't hang up, Bill. Maybe let me see if it was Steven in Pennsylvania. Go. Yeah, Chris, these aren't working. Don't hang up, you meatheads. Apparently, Chris messed up the phone lines. It probably wasn't Chris at all, but we're just going to blame Chris because, listen, that's another part of happiness. You never accept blame or responsibility for anything you do. Blame someone else. Never take responsibility for your actions. Find somebody or work with people and blame them. That's like we've always talked about. Jesse, thanks for the brisket update. A couple months ago, I bought a 12-pound prime rib. Local meat market had one seasoned. Amazing, 10 times better, so on and so forth. Now, this is the part that interests me. He says, I don't smoke it or roast it. I cook it on a rotisserie. The seasoning gets burned into the exterior. Costs $170. Good grief. I purposely got one double the size I planned on eating. Chris, Michael, pay attention. Everyone pay attention. Listen, pay attention. I took the other half. I sliced it into 3 long strips and put them in the freezer for a half an hour. Then I sliced them in a meat slicer for perfect little strips. I took the fat from the rotisserie tray and used it to saute diced poblano peppers and onions in a cast iron pan, then seated those strips of prime rib in it, buttered some soft buns, put them in the oven with the broiler going. Once they're dark, I pulled them out, put provolone on them. It was the perfect Philly cheesesteak. Who's freaking hungry, right? Dang. All right. 877-377-4373, but something going on with the Obama judges. Speaking of judges, the judge in the Trump case, Supreme Court, and your most embarrassing stories. 877-377-4373. Now, let's talk about parting ways with $11. I want you to think of the last place you spent $11, around there. 10, 11 bucks. You and I both know it probably wasn't important. I'm telling you right now, for me, mine, I was in Cabela's and I was walking by the front counter and I saw they had not only honey roasted cashews, which don't say anything, Chris. I love honey roasted cashews. Honey roasted cashews. They had the little cherry sours and I bought them and it was something like $10.53 and it provided me nothing except for deliciousness. I probably could have skipped that and given $11 to Tunnel to Towers, but that's why I tell you to do $11 a month automatically to Tunnel to Towers, because it takes care of widows and orphans, catastrophically injured veterans, homeless veterans. And with all the crap we blow $11 on, can't we one time a month give $11 to Tunnel to Towers so they can help these people? T2T.org. T2T.org. Give today.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We don't talk enough about ZZ Top, Chris. We don't talk enough about ZZ Top. They had so many good... What, Chris? Yes, one of them died. You don't have to do the throat slashing motion. You could just say something. No, geez, you're so dark. He just did the like hanging himself. No, I think he died. I think he died of a disease or something like that. Which, gosh, Chris, ease up on the coffee a little something. All right, we're gonna get to your embarrassing stories here in a minute. We got a couple more serious things on top of other serious things. 877-377-4373. Your most embarrassing stories. CNN reports security is beefed up for Judge Chutkin amid attacks by Trump. Okay. Remember this. This is just a little reminder because this is something we talked about before that you already know. But just a reminder. This is a common communist tactic that they use with regularity. It's like breathing or walking for them. It's just something they already know. This is what they do. When they're doing something unspeakably horrible, whether it's happening or not, they will claim they are being attacked, thus turning themselves into victims. Now that we've built a society that exclusively honors victims, they're turning themselves into sympathetic characters. I personally have been through this. Personally, I've watched the communists do this before. You may remember, I'm not going to go into the details of all of it now, but found out Blood Red Town had this 4th of July parade. Of course, the commies seized the choke points in the town, and they decided some huge commie activist, gun grabber, lesbian activist who was taking her kid to child drag shows, she was going to head up the 4th of July parade. The town freaked out, reached out to me, asked if I'd help. I did help. Soon, boom, she drops out. And she dropped out and she said, I'm dropping out because there have been threats. I'm dropping out because there have been threats. Now, keep in mind, just hold on because this happens every time. Nobody saw the threats. News outlets began reaching out to her and saying, oh my gosh, what threats? She responded to every one of them with some version of, I don't have time right now. I don't want to get into it right now. I'm out of town, but there have been threats. So nobody ever laid eyes on the threats. But from that moment on, huge organizations like Yahoo and others printed headline after headline, 4th of July parade lady, and I forget what she was. It was on like an Olympic team or something like that, resigns because of threats. It was all immediately threats, had to back off because of threats. Oh my gosh, she got threats. Threats that don't even exist, that never happened. Even if they did, you wouldn't run those articles, but never even existed, never happened. Yet immediately, for the communist, it's just like I said, like breathing. It's an automatic reaction. When you're doing something terrible or gearing up to do something terrible, you immediately start citing threats. Oh man, extra security. Ooh, getting scary out here. These super scary right wingers could be a threat any minute. This Tanya Chutkan, as we've talked about, it's not really possible for Trump to have gotten a worse judge. She's not only an Obama judge, with which all the Obama judges were really, really bad. He was a communist. Did he fill the government with communists? She is one of the more committed communists in there. And she's already been a judge presiding over multiple January 6th political prisoner cases. And every single case, she threw the book at them. The book at them. You couldn't go into a lab, if we could create humans in a lab, and construct a worse judge for Trump to have to face down. And because she knows she'll be despised by half the country by the time the sham trial is over. And I mean, Lord only knows what kind of sentence she's going to pass down on the truck, on to Trump. They're already citing the threats. Sorry, we had to upper security because of threats. Now, speaking of the courts, before I get to your embarrassing stories, they did fix the phones, so they finally got them working. I'll get to that in a second. I want to bring this up. What I've heard, and it's a reasonable argument, is, hey, Jesse, Trump's conviction will be overturned by the Supreme Court. Don't worry, it'll be overturned by the Supreme Court. And you remember what I said? That's what we're banking on? The Supreme Court? That's our defense? Is it Supreme Court? Headline. U.S. Supreme Court reinstates Biden's ghost gun restrictions. For now. They may end up overturning this later on, but for the time being, Joe Biden had unconstitutional ghost gun restrictions, and that Supreme Court we're banking on, they weren't there for us. They were against us. Bill, Tennessee. Go, Bill.
Yep. I had to use the bathroom at college, and I walked through a building I wasn't used to, and I go in, I sit in the stall, I'm doing number two, and then all of a sudden, a herd of girls come walking in. Girl sits beside me doing her business. They're all sitting there talking, carrying on, smoking cigarettes. It was a whole new world for me. And then I was just praying that they all would walk out of the bathroom and I could get out of there. And then one of them knocks on my stall door and says, hey, how long are you going to be in there?
Oh.
And I was like, oh, my gosh. Oh. It was awful. I sweat was pouring down. And so all I could do was talk in a high voice and say, well, it's the same time of the month for me.
Good work,
and then,
Bill.
And then she says, and then she says, I feel you, sister.
Thanks, Bill. See, that's exactly what I needed tonight. 877-377-4373. The most embarrassing thing that ever happened to you. You know what would be embarrassing? Having low T levels when chalk is still there. Look, it's understandable before we knew about chalk, the natural herbal supplements of chalk, before we ever knew that kind of thing existed, it would be understandable. Okay, well, there's estrogens in the water. We're too sedentary. The food and whatnot. Okay, I've got low T levels. But when you have a company of hardcore anti-communists like my boys at chalk, and they're selling natural herbal supplements, a male vitality stack, female vitality stacks, chocolate powder, everything, when they're selling things that will increase your T levels by 20% in 90 days. Imagine not doing that, especially when subscriptions are 35% off. 35% off. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. That's what gets you 35% off the lifetime of the subscription. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. You're not going to believe how much better you feel, how much better you think. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse, all right? All right. We're going to talk about the system and your embarrassing calls. Next.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. It is a Tuesday, right, Chris? I didn't mess that up. It is a Tuesday. See? You are good for something. Well, my watch doesn't say it yet. By the way, I found out it's Tag Heuer. Tag Heuer. I always called it a tag. That's T-A-G. I'm going to keep calling it a tag. Tag. Anyway, my watch will give the time and the date, but not the day. So sometimes I get confused. That's what you're here for, Chris. That's what you're here for. All right, before we get to your embarrassing stories, which I will get right back to. I really will get right back to it. I just want to briefly do something. I know it's been heavy. I want to try to lighten it up a little bit about the system. There's something called The Athletic. It's a publication. It's total garbage. You don't know what it is, but just trust me on that. It's women's sports, soccer, and that kind of crap. No one cared about it. Either way, the New York Times, they bought The Athletic for $550 million, which how sad is that, that organizations, despicable organizations like the New York Times even have that kind of cheddar to spend $550 million on something, but they did it. They've lost millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars every year since. The Athletic regularly loses money. And I only brought this up because it perfectly ties into what we were talking about last night. Now, I'm not saying that we're powerless. I'm not. We have to put our money where our morals are. And I have Bud Light news and stuff like that that'll reinforce that. So we are extremely powerful when we actually use the power of our dollar. But so much of the system, they operate now. They're allowed to operate now, I guess I should say, outside of what you want or what I want. They don't stress about the consumer. Because even the most basic person in the world would acknowledge that investing heavily in a women's sports media company, it's probably not something that's going to be lucrative in the end. Now, it's one thing if it's a passion project or something like that, but you don't invest in that and expect to make billions, right? You know you're probably going to lose some money. But with the system, you can lose money because you're part of the system. As long as you pay your system dues, always say what they tell you to say, and more importantly, don't say what they tell you to not say, then in the end, you will continue to get bailed out by the other bank robbers who are looting the treasury. What that means is we need more normie norms to make these decisions, these business decisions. We do. We need normie norm to stop buying things from people who hate him. Now, that's a challenge. It's your challenge or my challenge, but I don't want those challenges right now. I want the challenges of you and your embarrassment. Patty in Florida. What happened, Patty?
Hey, I used to wear this big curly Afro wig. It was very stylish, and I looked good in it. And I was out for a walk one day in Issaquah, Washington. I was on Gilman Road, which is really a busy commercial street right next to the Target. And I was just casually walking, and I walked under a tree, and my hair got tangled up in the branches and ripped the wig off. It happened so quickly, and, you know, I turned around and looked down on the ground, but the wig wasn't there. I was, like, panicked and frozen for 1 minute. And then I looked up in the tree, and there it was, dangling in the wind. I grabbed the wig down, stuffed it under my jacket, and walked away as quickly as I could. So.
I'm sorry, Patty. That sucks. That sucks, but I appreciate your pain. That would suck. Brad in Tennessee, go.
Yeah, I just want to preface by saying when I was in my young 20s, I married a beautiful young lady, and as usually happens, we had our first child soon after. We were visiting our in-laws, and my wife was busy about the kitchen, and she bent over the dishwasher to load the dishwasher, and I thought, I'm going to go give her a little caress on the rump and tell her I love her. No. And I looked at her and thought, well, she's 8 months pregnant. I don't want to knock her over. So I rubbed her back instead and went to lean in her ear and tell her I love her. When she looked at me and goes, you're not my husband. And I was like, you're not my wife. And instead, it was my mother-in-law.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
Who was smart enough to immediately go, do I look 8 months pregnant?
At least you didn't give her a little tap on the rear end, the old husband to wife love tap. That wouldn't have gone over that well. 877-377-4373. We'll do some, you know what? I'll do one more of these right now. Then I have a couple more stories and we'll get back to them in just a couple bit. This one is for Yorin in Colorado. Go.
Well, when I was growing up in Detroit, I was dating two different girls. They lived about 40, 45 miles apart. And I'd take one out on Friday, one out on Saturday. And one night, one of them invited me over for supper. Oh. I thought, great. When I walked in, both of them were there. They were cousins.
Oh, my gosh. You were dating two women who lived 45 minutes apart, and they turned out to be cousins. I hope you never play the lottery, my brother. That is terrible. All right. 877-377-4373. I'm going to get to a couple different things here before I go on. Now, I've been warning about getting out of blue areas, getting to red areas, and I give you all kinds of specifics why. I don't need to go over that now. But one of the main reasons is the legal system in these areas. It's why the January 6th political prisoners have been so mistreated, because they've been operating in a exclusively communist system where the DAs are commies, the judges are commies, the juries are all commies. And once you have a communist system, not Republican or Democrat, where you would have some adherence to the Constitution or law, but once you have a communist system now, which is most definitely what we have, the communist doesn't have any use for laws or constitutions or anything like that. Those thoughts, honestly, they're childish to him. They never even cross his mind. You simply seize power to use power. And there are, because you have no morals, you're an anti-human, there's nothing to hold you back. I've been warning about this in the legal profession. The legal profession is one of, if not the main reasons, I want you to get out of your blue area. I want you to leave New York City. As much as I love the great WOR, I want you to listen to WOR for free on iHeart from a different city. I want you to get out of Minnesota, Minneapolis, as much as I love Minneapolis. I want you to get out of LA. I want you to get out of these places, because it's not just the DAs. It's not just the juries. You know, you have any idea how difficult it is to prevail in a trial when the judge is hostile to you? When the judge, every little ruling, every little thing is against you because he has a religious axe to grind against you? And he feels like it's his good moral duty to throw you in a dark hole for the rest of your life for what you believe. You have any idea how virtually impossible that is to overcome? I know it's sad, but that is the system we have now here in the United States of America. Which brings me to this. You remember St. George Floyd. You remember him dying. You remember the videos. You remember the protests. You got it all. I don't have to go over all these things for you here. But here's something you probably don't remember. You don't remember Tu Thao. That's his name, by the way. It's obviously not, it's a foreign name. So I didn't wanted to make sure you knew I was saying someone's name. Shut up, Chris. When you're talking about foreign names, you have to clarify to people. That doesn't make me insensitive or whatever. His name is Tu Thao. The reason you don't remember him is he wasn't the cop there kneeling on top of Floyd. He wasn't this or that. He was a cop maybe you caught in one of the videos, because all he was doing was just standing there, holding the crowd back, want to make sure the crowd can't rush the police, that kind of thing. He's just standing there. Hey, stay back, please, stay back. That's what Tu Thao did. I want you to listen very closely as the judge addresses Tu Thao during his sentencing. And then I want you to think again about that. No, Jesse, I'm never leaving. We fight for every inch. Now, before we get to that, let's get to this. Let's get to our puppies. Let's get to our dogs, including the big, fluffy idiot named Fred. You see, Fred, yeah, he doesn't have digestive problems anymore. Thank you, Rough Greens. He used to, of course, have digestive problems after every meal. That's a good thing. The bad part of that, though, is this now. Now the boys, my sons, I routinely catch them sneaking Fred food from the dinner table. They'll hold it down in their hands behind, and I'll know because I'll see Fred's big, fluffy, meathead head behind them. And now the youngest, who doesn't like his vegetables, has been caught multiple times feeding Fred the vegetables. And that's a problem, you see, because he needs to eat his vegetables. And the truth is, I would like it if I caught the dog eating Luke's vegetables for a lot longer. We love them, don't we? Big as meatheads as they are, we love them. Rough Greens will keep your dog around longer and keep your dog healthier longer. And now it doesn't matter how many vegetables Luke feeds Fred. Fred doesn't have digestive problems. Thank you, Rough Greens. All natural nutritional supplement poured on your dog's food. Have a healthier dog. Free bag. 833-33-MY-DOG for a free bag. Or you can go to roughgreens.com/Jesse.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
Grand Canyon, one of the Earth's 9 wonders, wonders of the world. Literally. Think of that.
Literally?
It's amazing.
It's literally one of the 9 wonders? Is it literally a 9 wonder, Joe? Literally. It's literally. It's one of the 9 wonders, literally. What did the word literally add to the, it's one of the 9 wonders in the world? Honestly, Chris, Michael, I'm sorry to be the old crotchety guy. Please tell me, am I missing something? Literally, it added it. It's literally. Literally this. And literally that. Sorry, I can't take it anymore. I quit. We'll get to your embarrassing stories, but first I want to play this judge for you. I'll try to play it in full, but you know I can't make that promise. This is the judge sentencing this Minnesota police officer to over 4 years in prison. Over 4 years for standing by doing crowd control while George Floyd died. 4 years in prison. But more importantly, I want you to listen to how this judge speaks to this man. Do you wish to be judged by a communist apparatchik one day? If the answer is no, maybe you need to get out.
You could be perfectly honest. After 3 years of reflection, I was hoping for a little more remorse, regret, acknowledgement of some responsibility, and less preaching. I'm not going to rehash all the facts from my order, which I found that the things you did and the things you didn't do make you guilty of this crime. I'm not going to rehash all that. As an experienced senior officer who was in the best position to save George Floyd. Accordingly, it's my belief that a sentence at the top of the range would be condign punishment. So as to count 2, having been found guilty by the court of aiding and abetting manslaughter in the second degree, after a trial pursuant to Minnesota Rule of Criminal Procedure 26.01 Subdivision 3, judgment on the court is that you are convicted of that offense. You are sentenced to 57 months in prison with credit for 340 days already served.
That's an insane prison sentence. And nobody bats an eye. You know why they don't bat an eye? Because they look and they say, well, of course, Minneapolis. Of course. And this is the death spiral I've been speaking about. You have communists who take over a big city like Minneapolis. And what they do is, remember, communists want death, misery, and chaos because it destabilizes the society. That's why Lenin opened up the prisons. It's why communists open up the prisons. They want murderers to murder. Again, they're not soft on crime. They're not progressive. They don't lean left. They really genuinely want more crime. That is the goal, an unstable society. So these communists get elected. They turn these criminals loose. They commit more and more acts of violence. At the same time, the police force that's been forced to respond to these has to bow down. If, my goodness, if he happens to be black, you better treat him with kid gloves. You're better off getting shot than actually defending yourself. And if something terrible does happen, and you are even in smelling distance of it, asked who thou, you are going to the heavy clink, Jack, for 4 years. I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun being a cop in that prison for him, too. So what's going to be the result? More communists selected, more violent criminals on the streets, and a worse and worse and worse police force. Because what decent human being would ever join the police force only to be subjected to 4 years in the clink for doing virtually nothing? They won't join your police force, Minneapolis. They'll go to the burbs. They'll go to Oklahoma, Florida, Texas, Idaho. I'm going to go be a cop where I can be appreciated somewhere and where I know I won't step out of line. So what that does is, because your city isn't going to be without cops, it fills up your police force with turds, with scumbags and idiots. Did you see what just happened in Memphis? It's radio, so I can't play it for you. These cops grabbed this dude in Memphis. I think it was five cops, if I remember right. And, man, it wasn't for kids. They simply held this guy up. I think they tied him up, but I know they held him up. It's been a couple weeks since I've seen the video, and they beat this guy to death. It turns out all those cops were the Memphis diversity hires after all the St. George Floyd stuff. You're going to start filling up your police forces with some bad dudes, man. You think it's bad now? You think you got a problem with cops now? You wait until they're all corrupt scumbags. Get out. All right? Enough. I need embarrassing stories. I may only do embarrassing stories next segment. Why? Because they make me freaking laugh. And that was a lot of heavy stuff. And we'll deal with the rest of it next hour. Embarrassing story time. Let's get this email real quick. Jesse, I finally switched from AT&T to Pure Talk. Not only am I saving money, I found the service to be better. Oh, how about that? I can't thank you enough for your infinite wisdom. I like this guy. His name, well, he didn't say I could use his name. He did say, quote, I'm sure Chris had something to do with it. Chris had nothing to do with it, okay? Well, the fact that you save money, that could have been Chris. That sounds like he may have been involved in the negotiations. But either way, switch from AT&T, man. Switch from T-Mobile. Switch from Verizon. There's incredible service, 5G service sitting there for you with a patriotic company that loves the country. CEO's a veteran. Maybe the best part is the freaking customer service agents are Americans who speak English. You don't have to shout into the phone anymore and ask them to repeat themselves 10,000 times. Do I sound like I'm sick of that? My goodness, I'm sick of that. All you have to do is pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you even more. That saves you an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. All right? All right. One more email. El Jefe. Being 75 years since the dropping of the bombs, I recently watched a World War II documentary. It showed how critical oil and control of the oil fields was to our destruction of the Japanese and Hitler's German military. We had vast quantities here at home, but Hitler was forced to use synthetic. In your opinion, do you think the commies in our government have compromised our oil production enough to lose a massive conflict with Russia? Okay, his name's Chris. I'm going to say this and then I'm going to let it go because I want embarrassing stories. It's been a heavy enough night. I believe from the military people I've talked to now that if it was Russia, China versus us, we would lose. I believe we would lose that war. We would lose that conflict. One-on-one? I don't know. It'd be touch and go. It would depend on where it took place. But Russia and China are doing military drills together now. They're working together. You're not going to face one. You're going to face what they call the dragon bear and we will lose. We don't even have enough oil to fight that war. That sucks. All right. Embarrassing stories. Next hour. Hang on.